N-C-O-M-E.
M-E. Okay. Well, that's the thing. So Leslie Plattner, registered nurse, certified homeopath, and M-E, Matrix Energetics. And me, Ralph Havens, physical therapist, integrated manual therapist, and certified matrix energetics. And I'm saying this, I think, because, you know, we've come from very traditional medical models. You can see alternative allied health field, like to supporting the medical doctors and medical model, and to help people get their health back. And we've gone, if you know us at all, you know, we've gone down a very interesting road where you could barely, people ask me, Ralph, are you still a physical therapist? It's like, well, yeah. And Leslie is still a nurse, but she's got all that training, but we've gone down an interesting road, homeopathy for Leslie and matrix energetics for both of us. And the idea with this podcast, when doctors don't have answers, is that when traditional medicine isn't quite really doing it for you, isn't totally getting to help you with your healing, you know, if you're still dealing with stuff, we have a different way to do things. And we're going to talk about it today, because the key is to find your key. And with the ways that Leslie and I like to play with this, and play is an operative word in this matrix energetics world, is that somebody's got an answer. And so you don't want to exclude anybody from the table. You know, it could be a nurse, it could be a doctor, it could be an acupuncturist, it could be a spiritual leader, it could be a mom that's just figured out how to heal her kid. And so so we've got something, because the idea, what we've noticed as we do this, and I'm going to open it up to Leslie in a minute, is there's unexpected miracles that happen. When we see people get their health back, they get their life back, and things that start to show up in different ways, and they start to uncover some things about themselves and go down a road that they've never dreamed they would be down, like Leslie and I did. We're products of our product, I guess you'd call it. But we've gone down the road of the traditional medical system, and then the alternative medical system, and then looking anywhere that could be an answer for our health, and then for our family's health, and for our clients, and then the result is some very unexpected miracles. So Leslie, I'm super excited. We're going to start doing 2 times a month, hopefully, if your schedule allows it. And can you talk a little bit about anything you want to talk about?
What popped into my head? You said we're products of our products. I was thinking we're products of our pain. You know, when you get pushed and there's no answer, like, you know, you and I have both lost a lot of things, like our houses and our businesses, and we've made our way back. And, you know, in that process, we really come to realize that everything that happens is a gift, or at least I've gotten there, and I less resistance to life. And it's really in searching for how to get well, or how to solve a financial problem, or to recover from a death in the family, or, you know, any kind of difficulty, you really have to search. And it opens the heart and mind to so many things that are out there that we don't know, that originally we would have thought was crazy. You know, when I was an RN, practicing as an RN, I was very close to any kind of alternative health. And I think medicine has changed, and there's people are more open now, maybe. But I look back and I see everything as being a blessing and a way that I've gotten where I am, which has made life so much more interesting and fun, and healing is possible, and life is fulfilling. It's really this spiritual journey of life. And so I'm super happy to be with you, Ralph. It's great fun.
It is great fun. Yeah, I was going to interrupt you for a moment, because something was like, wow, this is, this was it. And then I lost it. Maybe I'll like get it back. But it'll come back if it's supposed to come back. So, I guess I'll just say I was also very, I wanted to be scientific. That's why I went to be a physical therapist instead of a chiropractor, because I had this thought that, chiropractors are on the fringe. I want to be in with the real guys, the medical doctors, and the, you know, physical therapist sounded like I'm very objective. And I even had one of my teachers, Stanley Paris, he brought manual therapy to the United States, I believe from New Zealand. And he was saying stuff like that, like, you don't want to be fooled, and we want to be scientific, and some of this airy fairy stuff, like in the back day, it was back then cranial sacral. He was going off on cranial sacral therapy, saying it was just a bunch of junk and it wasn't scientific. And I thought, yeah, I don't want to be fooled. But I had a therapist friend of mine, Neil Sturman, mentor of mine from San Diego County. And he kept having people healed. And he was doing stuff called visceral manipulation from these osteopaths from France. And it sounded just crazy. Like, what are you talking about? You're going to work on a liver. The bottom line is his clients were getting results that I wasn't seeing with my people. And so I had to go figure out what that was. And then later I filled in, oh, this is a plausible scientific reason why that works. But I've come to realize, it's like, if something works, I want to find out how to do it. And maybe, like, if you're here with a problem and you can get here and you do this thing, that's my key, is like, it's got to show a result. And, you know, so different things show different results. But when you find the ones that work, it's like, okay, that's useful. You do it on 10 people, and that's really useful. Later, you may come to find out, here's our reason why we think it worked, but at least we know it worked. Because you and I have both come to the realization that what we thought we were doing, or what we thought were the reasons around things or around reality, was like, well, it wasn't absolutely true. And yeah, but it still worked. So that was my tester was how did you go from being so scientific and RN minded, and I think we're both scientific now, just a different level of science. But how did you when was the big jump for you? Like, how did, or was there a big jump, or was it, how did it happen?
It was a big jump. It was, I had no interest in alternative medicine. I thought it was stupid. I argued with my friend for a year that she was using homeopathy and not giving her kids antibiotics when they were sick. And I'm like, how can you do that? How can you not give antibiotics when they have a strep throat, you know? And she was using homeopathy. And I think I've told this story before, that I had terrible, terrible eczema. It was so awful. And I couldn't use any cortisone because I was breastfeeding my baby. So, I mean, it was awful, so uncomfortable and unsightly. And so out of desperation, I went to her homeopath, and the first two remedies didn't work. So it wasn't placebo. The third one was a miracle. And I completely did a 180 on understanding the cause of disease, and you know, that you have to treat the whole person, not just the symptoms. And if you suppress symptoms, the person gets worse in a different way. And I could see it in myself. And, you know, so I've had several of those, like, really turning point moments. I worked with, when I had Lyme disease and a toxic spider bite at the same time, and I was extremely ill, extremely. I could not get off the couch for months.
I saw those pictures. It was crazy.
Oh gosh. I went to Dr. Biggleson, who started out in one of the armed forces as a surgeon. But he studied something called hemographic biological medicine, where he could look at live blood cells. And in that slide where you would see the cells, in between the cells, bigger than a cell, would be these holographic things that would show up. They would show him what was happening in the body, and he learned how to read that. Wow. And so, you know, for me to get well, I did homeopathy, I changed how I ate, I worked with him. The first time, he could never figure out why, because I'm basically was pretty healthy. Why was I sick like this? And the first thing he did once was inject this medicine into my tonsils. And I kind of went, and for 45 minutes, I cried. Every negative thing that ever happened to me in my life flashed in front of my eyes. And it was just so bizarre. Like, what is this? What is this stuff? Anyway, he's dead now. But
that brings me to another question, and something that we've gone down another bit of a rabbit hole with. When you talked about the triggers, like, you know, this thing, you got injected and then this stuff came pouring out of you, all these negative kind of things. We've both had experiences with ourselves and our clients where we're doing the work. I don't know what you would even call it now, spiritual work, energetic work, who knows the label that it would go under. But sometimes during the process of healing, there can be something like that that comes out that looks very not good, negative. A lot of times it's an emotion. What about, and it can really, it can be sad. Like it can destroy a relationship. People can say they'll never talk to somebody again. They can stop doing certain things that are really useful, but then they don't, you know, they just can destroy a lot of stuff. They can say stuff that can be not good. What is that stuff that comes, like, what is that all about? You think, like, we do stuff in the homeopathy, or this guy injected something. We do other healing stuff and get results and people get well, but sometimes some stuff comes out. Like I remember working on my wife with a very powerful technique to take away some pain and improve range of motion. And her shoulders got very loose, but a lot of emotions came up for a few days.
I guess that's the, you know, we work with that all the time, that the body holds a memory of everything that's happened to us. And all of our negative beliefs and every event that's happened is somehow related with our nervous system. And it seems like, you know, when you release that, it allows it to come up and out, and then the body can be free of it. It seems to me, it doesn't have to be that.
It doesn't have to be that extreme.
No, like you worked on her for a lot, right? Many hours. And this guy puts, I don't know, he put in a type of medicine that's like homeopathy, but it was probably pretty intense. Like, maybe I didn't need that much.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I was sort of practicing on my wife. So lots and lots of hours instead of what I would have regularly done with somebody. But
So it could be just an aggravation because we need to heal and this stuff needs to
let stuff out.
Up and out.
Yeah. One of my clients used this example of, and she even told me I could use her as an example. So I might tell some of that story. But she said, you don't want to put rash cream, or, you know, this isn't just putting rash cream on a rash, which just drives the cause of the whole rash farther into the body. This is about getting to what's going on that's causing the rash and letting it letting out. It doesn't have to be so icky and icky on the way out, but sometimes it is. One of the things I've, what do you think, like I'm going to tell people a little bit about where we're at right now with our stuff, because, you know, mind, body, spirit, those are phrases that are used now, emotional, mental health, spiritual health with the physical health. And it can be such a, just a little term that's thrown around, but we have a way to like really see where is the different stuff that's causing the problem, a health challenge or a life challenge. And you and I are on a journey, like who knows where we'll be a year from now, what we'll find. You know, we just found that RRR technique that goes really well to get rid of people's physical pain, but also can unlock a lot of stuff in the connective tissue that has an emotional component. Can you talk a little bit about, like, if somebody has tried a lot of stuff, and I saw a Facebook post of somebody that was just lamenting about the hundreds of thousands of dollars they spent and nothing worked. And I was like, do I even comment on there? But I said, I've got a YouTube channel. It's free. You can try it. She never responded back. But I thought some people are at a pretty, they've tried a lot of stuff. And so what can you say about like finding the right key for people that still have some hope? Maybe that woman didn't have enough hope left, but.
Oh, that's a good question, Ralph.
It's like, you know, we have some that just like they come in and boom, a really big physical healing thing happens. And they just start to really do what they're to do in life. And others, it's a little bit more of like this. And but they're like getting unexpected miracles as they go towards their desired health and life. I feel like it's like if somebody has to keep going back to the same massage therapist or the same chiropractor to do the exact same thing, maybe there's another thing out there that's going on.
Right.
What do you think?
I think
your homeopathy story, if like the third remedy was the one.
Yeah. Right. Gosh. So when we have these long standing chronic things, I'm not sure that I could really answer that, like as if I know.
Yeah.
Because some people, it's time for them to heal and they heal. And some people, part of their journey in life is it takes longer. And yeah. I can't really answer the usefulness of that. It's like, maybe if they healed, the usefulness of where they are would not have been fulfilled. Maybe there's some path that they're taking.
No, because of this. I think there's something there, because you and I both, I wouldn't wish the version that I had to come up through to get this, I guess what you call wisdom or healing. It's like some of the stuff that's happened to you in your life and me in my life, it's like, not like I would recommend that journey.
Yeah, it's right.
Like we got, but along the way, we got miracles like you with your health and the homeopathy, the third remedy thing, and me with all. You know,
and also when I was that sick, I mean, the homeopathy was like a miracle, but when yeah. I was that sick and it took that many months to get well.
Yeah.
There were times I spent so much time just sitting on the couch and I didn't watch TV. I read.
Yeah.
And I read mystical books and I meditated and I went on these, like, I guess you'd call it lucid dreams, but these journeys that just went on for months. And oh. I felt like it was a very deep time of spiritual development for me. And that I got this understanding, such a deeper understanding of kind of the mystical path and
yeah.
And how do you be happy when you're not happy? And, you know, like, it's, if I didn't have that, if my daughter didn't die, if I didn't lose my home, if I hadn't been sick for so long, I wouldn't be the person that I am now.
Yeah.
And in that way, I can look back and I'm so appreciative and I can be more trusting about life, that what it brings me is for me and less resistant, you know, and so I can't really say why doesn't just heal.
Yeah.
Why do they not just heal? I don't know what their journey is.
Yeah. And we do see people that heal instantly with stuff. We literally have an instant miracle technique or the Matrix Energetics 2.0. And sometimes it's mm-hmm. a process. And I can relate to what you said. Like, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if all these things hadn't happened, like losing my running for 2 years, almost losing my life with the fluoride thing. And but it got us out of San Diego and it got us to a place with clean water. And then I found that if somebody has those kind of bone issues, to look for the fluoride thing and I had to learn how to be happy when I wasn't happy. Jen was actually told me that at like 2 a.m. when we were sleeping in our tent in the rain once. And she just told me, you have got to get happy. And it's a weird thing to say. It sounds all just like, isn't that nice cliche thing to say, but there's some benefits. Now I look back on those really, really, really tough times. It's so strange. I'm actually nostalgic for sleeping outside in the rain the cold for a year. I was like, I'm kind of like those were pretty stars at the time when Jen said, you should enjoy the stars. There was no, you know, it was perfectly clear. And I was like, F that, man. I don't care.
And
but
then
now I look back and go, wow.
And then for both of us, our marriages have survived, you know.
That's the truth.
So, I mean, that's a spiritual journey, because there's many times we could have gone different directions.
Yeah,
we haven't. We've stayed together. We've grown together. And then and the results on your family, like to be an example of being able to work things out. And my husband's not into medicine at all. You know, he'll let me do my thing. It's not his thing. And
And
you know, it's just like, and his thing is not my thing. And that's okay. I don't know.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's like, it's quite a journey, I guess, is what we're kind of talking about. It's like the healing journey. So yeah, go ahead.
But then for those people who are really feeling desperate.
Yeah.
I don't want to just make light of that. I mean, I've been really feeling.
Oh my God, no.
And you know, the thing is though, that at some point, the right doctor, the right treatment, the right medicine, it does show up. And then you're like, thank God. And then you can look back and say, thank you. Like you're thanking for living in the rain in the tent, you know. You don't want to be unsympathetic to the person who's suffering in the tent.
No.
And really, there are things that happen that make the turnaround for you, and the usefulness of the suffering is somehow met or used up. And then you get the result, the healing and the...
Yeah. And I think what I want to let people know as we kind of wrap this one up, and we're going to be on, you know, regularly here, is that my thinking on it, my belief is there's always a way. If it can happen, it can unhappen. And we've seen miracles that are beyond what we've ever experienced. And we've seen it be a process, and then looking back and going, wow, what a miracle journey. And so many gifts have come in, unexpected miracles along the way of healing. And it's like, I'm feeling like there's a key that unlocks it for people. It's been my experience to find what it is somebody's protecting themselves from, what's going on that's in the way. And, you know, we've worked with some of the same people. Like every so often we co-do things. Like, you know, some of my people are on your schedule, and some of your people are on my schedule. And then we have our group in the group healing that we both do every day in our atomic group. And it's like, just, I would encourage people to like, if you still have hope, and reach out to Leslie, reach out to me, and we'll meet with you. Cause we, as part of what we do with Matrix Energetics and everything else that we do, we're medical intuitive people, and we can find what we see that's in the way, and then give you some answers and see what your thing that fixes you up or heals you or shifts it. Like Leslie took 3 homeopathic remedies to get to the one that was like the thing. But so if you want to reach out to me and to her, and I'll put links wherever you find this. And I'm gonna also put her website and my website so you can find that. But yeah, reach out. If you've got something that's going on and doctors haven't had answers, or whoever you're using hasn't had answers yet, I encourage you, if you still have some hope, to reach out. Anything else you'd want to say, Leslie? Because
I think just that that we both recognize that it is sometimes very painful to be where you are at the moment, and we're not trying to make light of that.
Thank you.
And we do have hope, and we do have ways that will help you physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. Like some of the stuff we deal with is ancestral, or we've made agreements to have certain experiences in this life for whatever reason, and those can be changed. And some of the thoughts and beliefs that we're not conscious of can be changed and upgraded so that we're functioning in a modern moment in now what's good for us, rather than an agreement maybe that we made eons ago, who knows.
Well, this is awesome. I'm glad you said that.
We really care. We're not making light of anybody's suffering.
Thank you, because that is that is a very good point. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm just thinking back, if somebody would have just told me just be happy back through some of those times besides my wife before that, it wouldn't have been a good wouldn't be very happy to hear that. But yeah, right. So if this resonates with you, if you want to chat with us, I put a few links. One is Leslie's website and contact info. Another one is a group where we do this healing, this sort of healing in a group every day, Monday through Friday, Atomic Success Secrets. And reach out to me. I'll put all of our contact info there. So Leslie, thank you.
Thank you, Ralph.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and sign. I'm going to stop the recording.